It is hard to believe, but it is the end of the 2025-2026 school year. It is the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller. Dr. Eller, where do we even begin? It has been an incredible school year. I know you're going to recap a little bit here as we move forward in a few moments, but really first, in studio with us, you have the two best and brightest students that are coming out here on top of the senior class at Sylacauga High School, Mr. Casey Malone, the valedictorian, and Carly Mae Rivers, the salutatorian. And it's so glad to I'm so glad to have you all in the studio. It's great. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Eller, how proud are you of these two students?
I'm extremely proud. And, you know, when you hear all of the accolades beyond just the being named valedictorian and salutatorian, and then you see just their character day in and day out, they really embody what we want to see in a graduate from Sylacauga High School.
Oh, without a doubt. It's encouraging to hear and see the stories that Casey and Carly Mae bring to the table here, and I can't wait to jump in.
I'm just thrilled that they were willing to join us the day after graduation.
I know, right? There's no obligation, right?
Right.
That's true. You graduated 160 seniors last night.
Yes.
And all of them have a college or career ready indicator?
Yes. All of them have a what we call a CCR that indicates that they are ready for that next step in the world.
That's incredible. I know that that means that your staff, all the teachers in the classrooms are doing the right things. The scores are up.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Well, this is the second highest achieving class in Sylacauga High School history.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Wow. Doing something right over there.
Yes. They're working hard.
That means you're doing something right.
Yes.
So Casey and Carly Mae, we are here. Y'all are the top of the top. As I understand it, I mean, it's fractions of points that separate y'all. I mean, y'all are like neck to neck in terms of what you've been able to do. It's incredible. Where do we even begin? Let's start with Carly Mae, salutatorian. You are a tennis extraordinaire, right? You love tennis. You are a Bryant Jordan Scholarship regional winner, and you are wrapping up the year planning on going to Auburn. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So tell us about your high school journey, how you got to where you are, and what motivates you.
So I started playing tennis in eighth grade, and I took a lot of high-level classes trying to get as high as I can in the classes that I'm in. And I've been playing tennis throughout my high school career, so I guess that's a part of my academic journey.
Yeah. Is there something about playing tennis that motivates your academic drive?
Just the competitiveness of it and having to be able to work to be a leader on it and give an example to the younger ones who are on the team and starting out and learning how to play for the first time.
Makes sense. So tell us about your family, mom, dad, siblings, the whole thing. Who's who?
So my dad's the principal of the high school, and my mom works on the board, and my brother Tripp is a sophomore rising junior.
Okay, great. So your mom and dad both educators. Do you think that had anything to do with your success? I'm not saying that there's inside information going. I'm saying their position in leadership and in education. Do you think that that was a model for you?
Of course, yeah. They were the epitome of leadership for me, and I just always look up to them as leaders and educators, and wanting to leave that legacy with me.
That's awesome. I know that they're proud of you in every way. Just hearing you say that, I mean, that's it makes me proud.
Yes.
To hear that. That's incredible. What do you? Well, you know what? We're going to come back to you in just a minute, but let's go to Casey next. So Casey Malone, soccer extraordinaire, best athlete in the Coosa Valley, as a matter of fact, as voted on by the public. Congratulations on that. A national merit scholar. That's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
Let's talk about that first and foremost. What does that mean for people who don't know, and why is it a big deal?
So basically, there's a big process to be one. You start out as a junior. You take a test in October called the PSAT, and you have to make a high enough score, it's equivalent to about the top 1% in your state, and there's a cutoff score based on your reading and math test. Mm-hmm. And once you make that, you're a semifinalist. And once you're a semifinalist, you have to go through a whole nother process with letters of recommendation, a transcript, and supporting ACT and or SAT scores to show that your score wasn't a fluke. And so based on all of that, then they decide that you're a finalist or you're not a finalist.
So you are a finalist. So what does that mean now? I mean, it's an award that you get. I mean, what does the award look like? I mean, what is it even? Is it a certificate? Is it a trophy? Is it a?
Yeah, it's a certificate. And so you can get a bunch of different things. So you can get the normal finalist award from the National Merit Scholarship Corporation. You could get another organization scholarship, like another different corporation that sponsors something, or you could get a college sponsor scholarship.
Okay. That's incredible. Oh man.
And so University of Alabama jumped on that.
I was just going to say, so yes. Now you're going to the University of Alabama. So did that open up a bunch of doors that, that would have otherwise not been there?
Yes. The scholarship definitely was higher from Alabama than most other schools.
That's incredible, man. And so just like I asked Carly, May, what do you think drives your success?
I'm a very competitive person. That's just how I've always been. And pretty much since middle school is when I decided to kind of take academics a little more seriously. And so that and soccer. And there were two instances in middle school where I lost and I felt like I shouldn't have lost. And so that kind of drove me to be a little more undeniable in like what I set out to do.
That's incredible. Wow. I mean, you, Dr. Heller, I mean, you got to be proud of the way that these two students are conducting themselves. Okay. So looking at all of this.
And his parents too.
I was just going to say, looking at all of this, where does this motivation come from at home from your parents and your siblings? Tell us about your family.
My mom is actually a pharmacist in the CVS in town.
And yeah.
She's like my number one fan, my biggest cheerleader.
Yeah.
In the classroom, outside of the classroom, on the soccer field. And my dad is kind of my dad's more of a teacher and a coach for me.
Yeah.
He's kind of helped me register for classes and set up, like, our school didn't offer the PSAT for that national merit test, so we had to kind of go up and try to get it to where it was set up to take.
So he called me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Wow.
Yes.
That's so good. That's so great.
And then I have a little sister.
Yeah.
She's in the ninth grade, rising sophomore. She plays soccer and volleyball. She's also very competitive.
Yeah.
I just try to be a model for her to follow.
That's awesome. So when it comes down to it, Dr. Eller, before I wrap up with them, do you have anything else to add about them specifically?
Well, I've had the privilege of watching Casey play soccer and Carly May play tennis.
Yeah.
And I definitely think that competitive drive in the sports realm also, you know, you can see it blending in into the academia realm as well.
Sure.
Which is why I'm so thankful that we're able to offer as much as we're able to offer our students so that, you know, they find their niche.
Right. Well, you are definitely offering a lot for them to be able to take advantage of. They've definitely taken advantage of it for several years now. And y'all should be completely proud of yourselves. I mean, I know I am. I know Dr. Eller is. Tell me really quick before we wrap up, what your legacy is that you want to leave behind at Sylacauga High School and for your up and coming classmen, underclassmen that are going to be seniors next year. Carly May.
Well, for me, for my brother, I want to be a role model in that just the commitment of sports and academics as a blending purpose. And then on the tennis team, I want to be able to lead the impact of those who are wanting to play, who are rising up into better positions, as a leader in the team and in the community.
That's awesome. Casey?
Of course, for my sister, I want her to focus on continuous improvement because that's kind of where I've been try to be better than you were yesterday every day. And for the underclassmen, I mean, I kind of want them to follow the same approach too, because eventually I will be surpassed as having the highest GPA, and that will continue on for many years.
Well, I'm telling you, Carly Mae Rivers, salutatorian, Casey Malone, valedictorian, congratulations on all of your accomplishments here for being the top of your class for 2026. That's incredible, and so excited that y'all had a great night last night. And best of luck as you go to Auburn and you go to Alabama, respectively. It's going to be a lot of fun, the next chapter of your lives.
Can't wait to follow where you go from here and what you bring back to Silicaca.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. Dr. Eller, they're awesome. I'm so glad that we had the opportunity to chat with them. And I know that their motivation motivates you to continue to do what you do. And year in, year out, you're continuing to build upon the foundation from the last year. Where do you see this past year as a wrap-up, if you will, to put a bow on things?
Well, I love what Casey said, how we can always do better than the day before.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of been my mantra too, is we can always do better. So, you know, every year we have strived to be better than we were before. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, we started the year out with launching our very new virtual academy.
Yeah.
We started there. Moved into the League of Innovative Schools, being inducted into that league. Then we, of course, launched our cybersecurity program at the high school. Moved from there and launched an AI task force so that we could figure out how to put some policies and procedures in place for both teachers and students. We had lots of art shows, winter concerts, you name it. Of course, then we moved into celebrating all of our career technical education accomplishments, Black History Month. We had Lady Liberty celebrations. Of course, you know, all the way through, our sports did phenomenal in their realms too. We had student artwork that was showcased at the state capitol, which was exciting. That was a first. We also, of course, you know, came into 5A runner-up with basketball.
Yep.
You know, this is now 2 years in a row, which is exciting for that team. Yeah. Yes. We welcomed a new staff member this year. Of course, Jessica Hahn joined us as Executive Director of Teaching and Learning, and we had her introduce herself last month. We had student artwork again in the Capitol. And this was to celebrate the 250th anniversary marker. Of course, then we had our theater production of Matilda, which was a big hit. We did our second annual tour of schools, which was, you know, great for people to come along with. The high school received two honors. They received a national honor for being the Southern Regional Education Board Pacesetter School of the Year. And then at the end of April, we were deemed a class banner school. Which is exciting.
That's
only
one in each region
deemed that.
Yeah.
And so that was a really great honor, you know, statewide for us to accomplish. And of course, now we're, you know, we've got awards days going on at each of the buildings. We had our senior scholarship ceremony the other night. Right now, our students are over 3 million in scholarship money.
That's
and
amazing.
Every day that amount keeps rising as scholarships come trickling in.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if we even surpassed last year's as well.
Yeah.
Once it's all said and done, we had a great turnout last week with the District Art Show at Comer Museum. And of course, we had our spring game Friday night and we won.
Yes, absolutely.
And of course, graduation last night and then last day of school tomorrow. So,
yeah.
You know, and I'm sure there's some things I missed, you know, but that just gives a really
pretty,
quick
I think you pretty much nailed everything, all the high points of the year.
Right.
And I mean, just in your position, I think, you know, being in your position and just looking back on that, you've got to be proud of yourself and your whole team. And it takes a village to make it work.
Two state championship winners with track.
Yeah.
You know, we had soccer that went to the third round of the playoffs. We had tennis that, you know, made it to playoffs as well. I mean, it's just, it's exciting to see all the way across the board. Not for only sure. are we excelling academically, but we're also excelling in our extracurricular activities as well.
Absolutely. As you go into the summer, really quick, what are you looking forward to over the summer before you build back to August?
Well, we're already working on next year.
Yeah.
we don't take a break.
You don't stop.
We don't take a break. I'm just really excited about the 26-27 school year, where we're going to be. You know, as the classes come in, we've got a lot of pre-K that are going to come in, filter in with kinder, and just continuing that momentum of striving for excellence.
Well, Dr. Eller, we appreciate it. Until August, I hope you have a wonderful summer.
Thank you.
And we will see you when the 2026-2027 school year begins.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great summer and go Aggies.
Yes, go Aggies.